Welcome to a special edition of the Between Two Wheels podcast. This is your host, Tyler Yonke, and today we're going to talk about the Tour of California route announcement. And I was actually able to go out to Folsom this morning for the announcement. There was a bunch of news out there, City of Folsom people, some writers, and we were able to get a few interviews. The big one was with Robert Goss, who works for the City of Folsom and was very instrumental in bringing that stage start actually to Folsom. So with that, there's not a lot of details on the specifics of the route. So I'll just go through and kind of give you a breakdown right now really quickly, and then we'll get to the interviews, but of the actual stage announcements for the host cities. So we're going to start in the south this year and work our way up and finish in Sacramento. Sacramento's been a finishing city for several times, and I think it does a great job of hosting it there. But we've got stage one in Long Beach. This starts on May 13th. Stage two, Ventura to Santa Barbara County, which will include the Gibraltar Road climb. And King City to Monterey County, that's the Mazda Raceway, Laguna Seca. I'm not sure if that's going to include that or that's just where it's going to be ending, maybe in the Laguna Seca Raceway there. That'd be kind of cool, stage three. Stage four is San Jose Time Trial. Stage five, Stockton to Elk Grove. Stage six, Folsom to South Lake Tahoe, and that's the one we kind of talk about today in the interview, and then stage seven in Sacramento. So I really feel that we're getting a heavy dose in the Sacramento County area of the Tour of California this year, because the race ending in Elk Grove, which is actually Sacramento County, so you're going to have some heavy influence there. Then stage six, Folsom, obviously Sacramento County as well, up to South Lake Tahoe, and then coming back and finishing in Sacramento itself. So you're going to see a lot of riders kind of position themselves for ease of transportation and logistics between stages. That'll be actually really nice for them. You see a lot of riders just position themselves either like in the Folsom area. They ride up. The American River Bike Trail, which goes all the way up through Folsom, all the way down through Sacramento, and they end up doing, you know, many miles of riding, just kind of cruising around there. So you'll probably see them. I don't know if you'll see them before the race, but they may be coming up here checking things out. All right. With that said, the women then are going to have three stages. They start in Elk Grove. They do a stage two out in South Lake Tahoe, and then a finishing stage in Sacramento. I hope they do the South Lake Tahoe similar to the one last year, which was pretty good. So they're doing May 17 to May 19. So a few interesting notes from the interview today with Mr. Goss is we talk a little bit about the route itself, how a city acquires a race like the Tour of California, kind of Folsom's input with the race and how the race itself, the Tour of California, has had interest with Folsom itself, some of the costs associated. Anyway, I hope you enjoy, and once again, check out all our other interviews and podcast episodes for any of the other race details you might want to know. Thank you. I'm here at Folsom Bikes. They just had the route announcement for the Tour of California. And who am I with?
Ken Todd with Sierra Nevada Reliable Racing.
So Ken, I've seen you out on the bike. We know each other from riding out here. What are you doing out here this morning for the Tour of California, the race announcement?
Well, Robert Koss called and said there's a cool announcement out of Folsom Bike this morning. Come check it out. And we came, and wouldn't you know, they're going to start a stage here in Folsom. Pretty stoked about that.
So I did get a little preliminary online. I saw it's from Folsom to South Lake Tahoe. Do you know any of the route details other than that?
I know some of it goes up Highway 50, which sounds really cool. I don't know how I'm going to be able to watch it from there, but really interested to see exactly where the route goes.
Yeah, so I guess they have a few options, and the Route 50 would be, well, that seems like maybe the more difficult. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know how they're going to pull that off logistically. I'd rather see them take some of the side roads, some of that little skinny stuff like they show in the Giro, you know, the cool stuff where the motorcycles can't even make it up, and, you know, maybe some nice clean pavement with spruce trees on either side to make it look nice, frame it out.
Yeah, I think for visually that would be a good one, like from the helicopter maybe overhead. I don't know about getting up there as a fan, though. I know there's a few other routes that you can take, not just 50 or 80. You know, would take through we've done that ride up there before.
Yeah, you know, Mormon Immigrant, if you go out of Sly Park, Mormon Immigrant, or some of the stuff out of Fresh Pond there that takes you up from the south side of 50 up through over the top to Strawberry, some cool little roads in there with very little traffic. Most people don't even know about it. Be a fantastic route for the tour to come through.
Yeah, they tend to take routes that we would like as cyclists. They don't take those necessarily. Like the ones they've come from Nevada City over through Sacramento, through Folsom, you know, the Salmon Falls, which is nice. But there's a few little routes, detours that they can take to make it more exciting. And it would be interesting to see that. I was actually expecting an announcement today here of a time trial. Have you taken a look at the whole route yet?
I actually had a little insight into that and knew it wasn't going to be the time trial. They wanted to mix it up and thought it might be a little mundane to have a time trial in Folsom. So to get the stage start, something different for Folsom, you know, I think it's really cool. That way we'll be able to meet the riders before they take off. Young kids can get some autographs. Should be a great time for everybody.
And what's your kind of viewing plan for that day? I mean, it's a few months off. Obviously, you have some time to prepare to pregame a little bit. But kind of, you know what you're going to be doing that day? You said you're able to see them off here. Do you have some sort of connection that you're going to be kind of being with the riders and the teams inside before they take off?
Well, so apparently the riders are going to be in Folsom here before the start of Tour California because they love to ride in this area.
Yeah, they like to take my KOMs and yours probably.
Yeah, it's fantastic news for us so we can get a couple rides in with them before they take off. But then when the viewing starts, apparently the best place to be is going to be just above Placerville there off of Apple Hill. It's going to be some great viewing for the roll-through there. So hopefully my thought is I start here. We'll get some autographs with the kids and whatnot, and then head on up there and watch them roll by.
Yeah, that should be a good time. Have you taken a look at the whole route? You said you had a little insight. How about the females?
You know what? Looking forward to seeing the females race. I think that's getting a little more exciting every year. You know, we've got a lot of talent this year in the women's race. That's going to be a fun one to watch. I think they've got, is it 4 days this year?
Glancing, it looked like three. And
three? Okay, okay. So maybe it's four stages.
It might be four.
We've been talking about four stages. Maybe it's in 3 days. That makes sense. But, yeah, looking forward to that. That's going to be a good time watching the women. They're getting super strong around here.
I did enjoy the one last year, especially their race in Lake Tahoe. Yeah. That seemed to be pretty exciting with the climbing and stuff. So it looks like similar for them this year. They're not doing Folsom to South Lake. Is that correct?
From what I understand, yeah, that is true. And, you know, some of the local racers here in Northern California, the women are representing all over the world. It's going to be great to see them here on home turf competing with the best around.
Now, this morning you showed up and there was a bunch of news here. What did you get interviewed by TV at all or just the big Between Two Wheels podcast?
No, I lay back, man. I wait for the podcast. You know, I don't like getting on TV anymore.
I showed up and I was looking. They were interviewing a bunch of people, you know, cyclists, and I didn't recognize any of them.
You know what? That's actually fantastic. I made a comment to Mr. Goss, who brought us out this morning for this announcement. Robert Goss from Park and Rec with the City of Folsom is the gentleman behind all of this with bringing the Tour of California to Folsom. But one of the things I thought was fantastic is I had no idea who most of these cyclists were. So, you know, that means it's bringing in others than just our little racing community, you know. So there's a lot of excitement in the cycling community in general.
That's great. So I appreciate you talking to me today. And maybe we'll see you at the tour and cheering everyone on as you always are. So I appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, Tyler, great seeing you out here this morning, man. Take care.
I've got another willing participant. And what's your name, sir?
Robert Goss. I'm Parks and Recreation Director with the City of Folsom.
Okay, so you're probably primarily one of the heavyweights, so to speak, for getting this Folsom to be part of the race in the Tour of California. Is that correct?
Yeah, guilty as charged.
Okay, so what does that involve, and how do you get yourself involved in that, and how do you get them to basically bring the race to Folsom?
Well, that's actually kind of a long story, and it started years and years ago.
I've got a lot of tape here, so
I'll save you the boring parts. But it started when we were beginning to be recognized as a cycling town, and we targeted, you know, where are our opportunities to actually exploit that reputation. And we were invited at one point to submit a proposal because we were a pass-through city in 2011. And we put 3,000 people on the corners of Sutter Street and Riley Street in Folsom when they just rode through. It was a sprint point, and they just rode through. And that made an impression on AEG, the promoters of the race. From that, we were invited to submit a proposal for 2012 and 13. We failed, and that was a little disappointing because we thought, hey, they really responded. So we're in. No, we weren't in until 2014. And then we hosted a time trial. In 14, they asked us in 15, we said no, because we want to keep this special. And they asked us again in 16. So we hosted the time trial in 16. And they asked us in 17. We said, no, we want to keep it special. And so they asked us again in 18. So really what it boils down to is we did a really good job. And they now actually refer us to other cities on how to do this and make the most of it. And today, this morning, is one example of that, where I make a couple of phone calls and send out a couple of emails. The cycling community is so supportive. They show up. So we ended up with 25, 30 people out here at 6 o'clock in the morning with, you know, drinking coffee, having a great time because the Amgen Tour of California is coming to Folsom in 2018. So playing
hard to get is kind of your method here of getting a good stage out of this. Is that so to speak? I mean, you had it, and I was here for the time trials, very good venue, especially downtown Sutter Street. So give me a breakdown of what this stage is actually going to be, or do you only know that it's start to finish?
Well, they one thing they do is they break this down into pieces for promotional purposes. So here you are 6 months in advance of the race, and all we know is that we're a host city. We know a little bit more because, I mean, connect the dots. They're going from Folsom to South Lake Tahoe. It's only one thing, hard, right, to get from Folsom to South Lake Tahoe. We've heard some rumors about Kingsbury Grade, and they're most likely going to be a start and finish for the women at South Lake Tahoe at Heavenly, and so there'll be also the finish for the men at Heavenly. Well, there's only one way to get to Heavenly from, you know, Tahoe Boulevard or whatever it is there, and that's up Ski Run Boulevard or something like that, and it's half a mile of 8% or something like that, so it's an incredibly hard way to finish the ride. So El Dorado County gets featured from Folsom to South Lake Tahoe. So it'll be an epic stage. Most likely the yellow jersey will be decided on stage six because of the difficulty of this route.
So. What does the, or maybe you're not involved in this, there's multiple logistical factors, obviously, for the race itself. Do you have any involvement in that? Or is yours just securing the race in Folsom to begin with?
Yeah, AEG handles everything on the road. So what we're responsible for is hosting the party, whether you're, you know, stage start or finish or time trial, which is an all-day party. We're responsible for the morning party for stage six. And then out on the road, we're only responsible for things in the city of Folsom. Once they head to El Dorado County, it's CHP. El Dorado County's involved a little bit, but it's CHP that handles it, the rolling road closure, as they make their way up there. So for Folsom, it's and a stage start. It's an opportunity to come out, meet the riders. They'll sign autographs. There'll be media interviews. You get to hear all of that. You can get up close with the team buses and the mechanics and see the bikes and all that stuff. So it's a little different experience, less about the racing and more about the riders and the teams and the anticipation of the race ahead.
So what does this involve for the city of Folsom monetarily? Is there an issue that you have to put out money to be hosting it? Or is it just simply the fact that you get your name out there and the race comes to your town?
It does cost to put on the event. Just to give some perspective, the time trial between our partner, the Chamber of Commerce, and Visit Folsom, our tourism group, you know, order of magnitude, probably about $150,000. That's offset significantly with sponsorships, local sponsorships. We don't sell a lot of things, but, you know, when you get down to it, so the net cost might be $80,000, $90,000, or $100,000. That's a big number if you don't put it into perspective. The perspective is that the broadcast for the race goes to 200 countries worldwide. Well, we are a city of technology. Technology companies, defense companies, you know, major medical. So this is great economic development for us. The day of, some businesses do really, really well, some not so well, because the crowds affect, you know, the normal flow of business traffic. But our approach is that don't worry about the cash in the till at the end of the day. Worry about what the end of the year looks like. And if the city and its businesses are doing better year over year over year, that's our long-term economic development play. Is it, we're trying to make everybody better over the long term, not just for one day. So there's a modest cost to do this, but we wouldn't be a multi-year host if we didn't think this was a great fit for Folsom, because we're a cycling town.
Certainly. And do you get pushback with some businesses on this of like, hey, we've had this before, we really don't want that, and then you're going to have to show them data that basically shows that it can be a moneymaker. And I'm sure that's a little bit nebulous for some of them. But do you get pushback with that, or maybe a lot of push for this from other businesses?
We get a little bit of pushback for some businesses that it just isn't a good match for them. Mostly we get a lot of enthusiasm about it because most business owners are realizing the significance of the international broadcast, the 10,000 fans that we've brought to town for the 2014 and 16 time trials. Those are not insignificant feats of themselves, just bringing that many people to town. So mostly it's enthusiasm. But again, even for those that push back a little bit, and those are a distinct minority, again, our play is a long-term one. Are our Folsom businesses getting better year over year? And the answer is generally yes.
Now, you had mentioned you had put off, they had asked you to host this several times. Now, this is maybe you personally, but for the city even, do you prefer a stage like the time trial that's here, held here, captivating the audience, pass through, or start finish? What's kind of the...
Well, the only thing we've done is time trial, but that was a strategic decision because they're captive in our city. So if you're going to be, if you're going to put out this kind of effort, why not go big, right? So for the time trial, we have the media here, the television's here for a two-hour broadcast. They're here all day, obviously, for the race, but it's 2 hours of Folsom, Folsom, Folsom. So from an economic development strategy, that's the best play. But it's a humongous effort. We're not a big city. We're only 75, 80,000 people. The staff here have to work really hard to put these things on. So we also want to be careful not to wear out the community, wear out the staff, the public safety that help support this. So we want to try, you know, something new and something probably a little less intensive. That's the reason for the start. But it's also a different style of event, like I said earlier. It's more opportunity to meet the riders, get up close and personal versus just watch the racing. So we'll do something fun that day. I think we'll probably have a ride that day and a watch party, you know, for the end of the race next year. So it'll be fun anyway.
And that was going to be my question. What's kind of your viewing idea for the day? Now, I think the last day is in Sacramento. So I know a lot of the riders kind of position themselves in Folsom, take a lot of our KOMs out here on Strava. Yeah. So maybe they'll still be around. So the city may get some residual out of that. But what's kind of your viewing for that day plan?
Well,
or is your job going to be interfering with that? Or do you able to have some fun?
Well, it is my job to do this, but I'll just say that it's a fun job, so I can't complain. My staff, the members of the Folsom staff of Public Works, Public Safety, work really hard, but it's a fun work, so I can't argue with that. So for the day, one thing that we're working very closely with AEG on is how we're going to start. I mean, where this stage starts. So the racing.
Where is it going to be specifically? Any idea, or is that one
yeah,
of those?
I do. Well, that's where I'm going.
So
that's where I'm going. We're working directly with AEG because they recognize that the amount of effort it takes for cities to put this on, particularly smaller cities like ourselves. So they do their best to help us promote what we want to promote. So for 2018, we're working on a concept, and we're almost there. With a neutral rollout up the Johnny Cash Trail, which we just opened 2 weeks ago. So that's going to be pretty cool from a community standpoint, from a promotional opportunity standpoint. Jens Voigt is, he's a recognized name, obviously. He's color commentator. He's a Johnny Cash fan. So we anticipate that we're going to have some fun with Jens and the Johnny Cash Trail and a neutral rollout of, 148 pro riders heading up the Johnny Cash Trail and heading out to start their race. So that's one aspect. And then I'm kind of imagining that there'll be some kind of a community ride. We'll go out and have some fun on the bike and then come back and have a watch party.
Are you responsible, the city, for any kind of lodging for the riders? I know there's Johnny Cash, there's the prison. There's plenty of space there for them. I don't know.
No, actually, but are you full.
Oh, well, that's true. Are you responsible for helping with housing and for any of them? And I'm sure it's hotels. It's not, host housing.
Right. We are. The start cities do less of the housing, hotel accommodations than the stage finish cities. So we're really more about VIPs, the AEG staff, the sponsors that roll with the Peloton. So the stage start cities do more of that. The stage finish cities host the teams more. But that's the city doesn't do that directly. We work with our partners like Visit Folsom, so that's the economic development tourism partner, and then they work directly with hotels. So it, you know, it's quite a team that puts this on. It's not just little Folsom Parks and Recreation. It's led by Folsom Parks and Recreation, but it's our partners, it's public safety, it's public works. I mean, it's a big team effort to put it on.
So you've got your plan for the next several months ahead of you. You know what you're doing then. So, well, good luck. I really appreciate you talking to me, and looking forward to a tour of California.